Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I got global warming hoax news stacked up to the rafters. I haven't even gotten to in 2 days. I'm going to at least blurb that and cover it some. Play a clip coming up. Richard Gage is popping in for about 20 minutes. Architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. New developments there, new film out. We're trying to get to all your calls. Right now, let's go back to it. Chris in Florida, finish up your point.
Well, also about Ron Paul, that he says that we need to pull out of the Middle East. I don't hear any other candidates talking about that, and I don't hear any other candidates talking about habeas corpus and sticking up for that.
Well, that's why it's backfiring on them, is to have all these cowards ganging up, the pundits asking the question, saying, why are you with Al-Qaeda? I mean, they actually said that. It shows what trash they are. Everybody knows when somebody's being ganged up on, and everybody roots for the underdog. I mean, it's pathetic. They stack the deck to kingdom come, and they still can't win.
Yep. And I had a question about, since we pretend to be engaged in diplomacy, and this administration does, with regards to Iran, and the same thing happened in the...
You know, unfortunately, your phone's cutting out. I'm going to let you go. Call me back tomorrow, and you can ask the question. I'm sorry your phone's cutting out there, Robert. Chris in... We just talked to Chris in Florida. That was Chris. Let's talk to Cody in Texas. Cody, thanks for holding.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
First of all, I want to say you're a great patriot. I have all your DVDs. I've been listening to you for 2 years now. You are awesome. And you woke me up. I just want to say that.
Well, I appreciate you. Look, a pack of criminals said they were coming to take my freedom, destroy my country. I'm fighting them. I don't deserve any praise, my friend. I praise you for being involved and caring. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. July 4th, me and my friends got together, and we marched against the New World Order, against Bush, and against them taking away our freedoms. And I live in Van, Texas, up here in East Texas, and we marched down Highway 69. I don't know if you know where that is. But basically, we walked down, and we stood across from the police station with our signs and everything. And they stood there and looked at us for about 30 minutes, the cops. And then one of them came out and walked across the street and basically threatened to throw us in jail and give us a citation if we didn't... leave, basically, and quit protesting.
Yeah, see, that's America. In the middle of nowhere in a country town, did you leave when he told you that America was dead?
We actually marched back to where we were, but we stayed on the street and everything. So.
But see, right there, he would have been a true American and shown that he wasn't with the New World Order if they'd have come out and maybe waved at you or just left you alone. But no, they had to come kill the country. They had to come stab my beloved republic, your beloved country, directly in the heart yet again. I am so sick of it, and that's what I'm tired of. I mean, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of these dimwits thinking that they can just go. Look, don't you know that? I know the TV told you that there's no protesting or marching or holding signs allowed anymore, and that we're all in a military barracks now, and you're back in the Corps giving orders to recruits. We're not your recruits, and we're not your slaves, Bubba. Well, that's a disgusting story.
And
I wish you'd had video of it and put that punk up on television.
Well, this Tuesday, September 11th, we're marching down the same highway, doing the same exact thing. And
this time, you be polite, you videotape him and say, it's our First Amendment, we're not blocking any traffic or causing any obstruction, you're being videotaped, it's going to go on YouTube, you need to comply with the First Amendment. You may declare that the Bill of Rights is dead, but it's still alive. Now, you can go back and be part of America, or you can go ahead and take us to jail, but we're going to sue you. I mean, but when they try to arrest you, lay down as jellyfish, have one of the people walk off with a camera, because then a lot of cops will go ahead and beat you down and then charge you with assaulting them. But that's what the fight for this republic's going to take.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's going to take. You got to stand up to them.
Yes, sir. And one thing about Ron Paul, I think we all need to call Bill O'Reilly. I was listening to his radio show today.
Oh, that pervert's a piece of trash.
He gave Ron Paul... He gave Ron Paul 2 minutes of airtime, and I think we all need to call him and ask him why the winner of the debate gets 2 minutes while he talks about everybody else for 15 to 30 minutes. And I think that's
Bill O'Reilly is a compromised, blackmailed piece of trash. We'll be right back. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, when I say Sean Hannity's an enemy of the Republic and a traitor and a piece of filth, I mean it. When I say Bill O'Reilly is, and Wolf Blitzer is, and Katie Couric and all of them, they're operatives. They know what they're doing. They know they're bringing this country down. They know they're lying to the public. They know they're covering up 9/11. When I've heard Sean Hannity say, every child in America needs a microchip, I have it on video. I've heard him say, arrest all militia members in the country. He's for gun control. And I've just had it. I'm done with these people. I heard Neil Bortz this morning not letting people bring up the Federal Reserve. They were having a debate about the fare tax, and a caller called in, and it's a fraud by its very name. And he called in, it's just another tax, and he said, well, you have to understand they can't let you have a fare tax because that would mess up the fractional reserve banking and the Federal Reserve and how they manipulate the currency and how they use that income tax to offset inflation. Bortz said, I'm not going to talk about you people and those conspiracy theories. Neil Bortz knows full well it's private, full well it runs everything. But see, he's going to pose as a patriot. I mean, there's nothing worse. By the way, the problem with the, and I heard him getting real mad about some national column admitting that Scientologists started up the fare tax thing. 12 years ago, that's who approached me with it. They were sending me letters and showing up down at the radio station. I was like, no, thank you. No, no, no. Literally, like, you know, swiping my card and getting into the building and closing the door. and then reading the stuff. And then I went and researched it and found out other big consortiums were pushing it, and that, I don't know if they meant well or what, or bad, I don't know, but I found out other groups were pushing it, and that they were going to keep the income tax on top of it, and then use it to track everybody. You see, the system Bortz is pushing for sounds okay, but that won't be the one that gets implemented. Look, I'm already digressing. It's just, I know we've got Ryan and Glenn and many others that are holding. We will get to you. I've got some global warming news I want to cover as well. But it's a new film. It's amazingly well done. He's very professional, very well spoken, very intelligent, and he's one of the best hitters we've got in this fight against the New World Order. That can be a baseball or that can be a boxing analogy. I mean, he's one of the best hitters we've got now, really effective. And we appreciate Richard Gage. He's going all over the country. He's a very well-known and prominent architect. And he started Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We have links to that up on Infowars.com. And he's been going all over the country now just in the last few months. He's got hundreds and hundreds of members of other architects and engineers, very prominent members as well, who see the mathematical evidence, the equations, the laws of physics, and who are experts. And they're saying, and now we've got all these tops architects are starting to come out, and top engineers and people in the federal government are saying something's wrong, because this is mathematics. I mean, this is laws of nature. These are things that aren't just theories. These are proven facts. You know, at least in the level of energy that we exist in. And so the new video is 9/11 Blueprint for Truth. And I'm telling you, this is what you show a neocon. This is what you show a mainline Hillary Clinton-supporting liberal who, you know, buy whatever the government say and who think it's all about Republican, Democrat, and are still caught in that matrix. This is what you show the school teacher, the engineer, the scientist, the physicist. This is the video right here, 9/11 Blueprint for Truth, the Architecture of Destruction. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to see the DVD from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We have 300 of these that we just got in, and they're available for $15 at Infowars.com. We're also going to discount it with another one of my videos in the next few days, but you can get it by itself right now. In this stunning multimedia presentation to the University of Manitoba, Canada, San Francisco Bay Area architect Richard Gage, AIA, depicts in incredible detail to a packed house the evidence which proves the controlled demolition using explosives of all three WTC high-rise collapses. Folks, you get a free citizen's rulebook with it when you get it. Get it at Infowars.com right now, 9/11 Blueprint for Truth, or call 888-253-3139. He's going to be speaking several times to several different groups, the We Are Change events, and, of course, other events coming up in New York City. I look forward to meeting him in person and interviewing him for an upcoming 9/11 film I'm making. Mr. Gage, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. It's great to be with you again.
Well, your video is just stunning. I finally got an advance copy before the others came in. And just in 10 or 15 minutes, then I'm going to let you go, and I want you to plug the events coming up in New York. Break down what people will see in this video and why it's so important.
Well, what I do is focus on the evidence of controlled demolition in World Trade Center 1 and 2 and 7. And that's AE 9/11 Truth. That is our bailiwick. Why? Because that is the hard, solid evidence that will convince other technical building professionals, and which is why our membership is growing. We now have over 156 AE professionals, so who are demanding of Congress a new investigation into these collapses, an investigation with subpoena power. So what we do is we go through all of the evidence in Buildings 1 and 2, which I want to share with you this afternoon, and also Building 7. And we show why the official story does not hold up. That is to say, 19 hijackers hijacking a plane, ramming it into the building, and an hour to 2 hours later, the buildings come tumbling down in the gravitational collapse. That is a complete fabrication, and anybody who watches the DVD that we're putting out or the presentation that we're doing in New York this week, in Indiana on 10th, and the Grand Lake Theater in Oakland on the 11th, will readily see with their own eyes. This isn't mathematics. You don't get lost in a glazy-eyed lecture that that leaves you. This is for lay people as well as architects. They can readily see that these buildings were demolished, and the series of evidence is overwhelming.
Well, it certainly is. I've studied it. I've talked to so many other engineers that have seen it. Let's just focus in on 7. And I know every few weeks I cover this, folks, because it's got new listeners every minute. It's so central. And now this video is available that really cuts to the heart of the matter and, you know, basic architecture, basic physics, basic equations and mathematics. What are the keys to Building 7?
Okay. Well, first of all, most people are completely unaware of this because the media has not shown it, has not talked about it. And when we show it, to the most part, there's been a couple of showings. When you see it, you see Building 7 coming down in the exact manner of a controlled demolition, which we all have seen on TV various times. What do I mean by controlled demolition? It comes down at virtually free fall speed. We're talking about in 6.5 seconds. We're talking about a 47-story skyscraper, which would be the highest building in 33 of our states. And it just plummets down smoothly, vertically, and symmetrically in its own footprint, an implosion in 6.5 seconds. And it's a beautiful example, actually, of controlled demolition. And there are massive explosions at the base at the inception of this controlled demolition, as witnessed by a couple of different people, a New York Police Department official, which we have on the DVD quoting, and also another reporter. And we have explosions on the in the video you can see on our website, AE911truth.org, there is 7 or 8 explosions on the upper right of the building, which are squibs, which we call squibs. They're mistimed explosions. Poof, 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 on the 40th through the 47th floor. It is really quite evident, and those were not supposed to go off until those particular floors were down at the bottom. Why? Because in order to take down a building like this in controlled demolition, what you have to do is take out the perimeter, the core columns, and then a fraction of a second later, the perimeter columns at the first floor, and then synchronistically timed floor by floor all the way up the building. This removes the columns before the next floor comes down, that there's no loss of efficiency. That's how you get a free fall speed in controlled demolition.
And that's how you keep the piles small and don't even damage buildings 25 feet away like the U.S. Post Office. Richard Gage, I look forward to seeing you in New York. I hope everybody goes to Infowars.com, and I hope they get 9/11 Blueprint for Truth. I look forward to seeing you in New York, specifically for the We Are Change event, because I know I'm interviewing you for my own film Sunday morning. You've been gracious enough to do that. What about a winner? Are you specifically speaking in New York?
At the New York 9/11 Truth Ready for Mainstream Conference, I'll be speaking Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and then Sunday afternoon at We Are Change at 4 p.m. We're starting off that conference. And then, unfortunately, I have to leave that conference early to go meet Stephen Jones and Kevin Ryan in Indiana. So we're all going to be sharing a platform there. And then,
well, it's fantastic. You're a very, very busy man, and we appreciate you running back and forth across the country to spread the truth. And again, thank you for spending the time with us today. Incredible film that you've made, 9/11 Blueprint for Truth, available at InfoWars.com. When you get it there, you get a free Citizens Rule Book, the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, famous quotes, jury nullification material right along with it. Richard Gage, there's so much more in your new film on Tower 1, 2, and 7. Again, I salute the fabulous job you've done, and I can't wait to see your presentation coming up Sunday. The one I'll be attending will also be premiering in game there right after you speak, and that's coming up in New York City. God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. September 6, 2007, gold 685, 20 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 707.06, 348.80 for half, 174.40 for quarter. That's 707.06, 348.80, and 174.40.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Boom, boom, bobble, boom. Boom, boom, bobble, boom.
was great seeing Jimmy Vaughn and his wife, Robin Vaughn, last night at the in-game showing. I think there's a few tickets left because they hold some back, like 20 or so to an hour before, but it's sold out online. Last show in this week at Endgame, I'm going to show it again on the 17th, that Monday, at 7 o'clock at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Hope to see everybody out there tonight. All right, coming up, I want to get into global warming fraud and how they're pushing it right now. And I'm going to continue with your calls. We're going to get to Ryan, Glenn, Joe, Chris. And that'll probably be it for calls. I know I can get to those four. And this individual right now who disagrees with us, Bertrand in Canada, you're on the air, sir.
Yes, Alex, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, 10-4.
Yes, well, it is a pleasure to for you to take my call. And I just like to say that you're wondering why you have such a large following up here in Canada. It's because we, the militia up here, we do lots of advertising for you, let's say.
Well, I thank you so much. I think God gets the credit, really, but we're here just reaching out to everyone, and we do have a lot of great Canadians up there. But with that preface now, give me my lumps. You've gone to the head of the line to disagree. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just curious as to why in history, like we respect your work up here, and you're like our mascot, and we get a great kick out of all your impressions and stuff. Not only are you highly intelligent, but you're also very entertaining. So, but anyways, we're just curious as to why in history there's certain things that you don't deal with, like the Inquisition. Certain things in history, you know, you talk about how the crime syndicate is based in London, but you refuse to talk about how their bosses are in Rome. Vatican.
Well, here's the deal on that, sir. And put him on hold, and then I'll come back to him before we go to break. If not, I'll come back after the break with him. There's something called factionalization. There are, what, 20-plus thousand major Christian denominations. There are hundreds of Jewish factions. There are close to 1,000 different subsects of Islam now. And what happens is, it's kind of like in the Patriot movement, everybody wants to be the head honcho and the leader. Except me. That's why I don't have some big group you join or you follow me or you... frankly, I don't want it. I want to lead in the information war, but not be, you know, some little mini pontiff myself. So years ago, I began researching who ran the New World Order. And I learned that about 400 years ago, the power of Rome, which was the biggest single global dominant power, even in the first vanguards getting into Japan and China, and the rudders, and because they had the Portuguese who had the navigation charts, they're called rudders, and I was really, really into naval history, really interesting stuff, and of course, a big government system using religion went around torturing and killing people all over the place. I mean, that's government. And so I get these calls almost every day, and it goes, why will you not talk about the Black Pope and the and this and that? And I go, okay, they're very corrupt and evil, and the Pope openly calls for a one-world government, and it's working for the New World Order. But I'm not bashing individual Catholics. By and large, they're really good people. And I'm not bashing Jewish people. I mean, their leadership's very evil, but I'm not bashing Jews. I get people saying, why do you bash England? I'm not bashing England. I'm bashing the corrupt leaders there. And so I have tried to not sit here and do what everybody else has done and what the New World Order likes. They like to factionalize it. The truth is, you cover a Bilderberg group meeting, there are Catholic leaders in there, there are Protestant leaders in there. There are the banking leaders there. There is the royalty there. And, I mean, I've just read globalist documents that have gotten out. And, I mean, I know who, starting about 400 years ago, supplanted the power of Rome. And that was the Dutch and British royalty, who were German royalty, in both houses. Orange was founded by the Germans. But 400, well, 300-plus years ago, the Germans totally took over. But the point is, side issue, what I'm getting at here is, start getting into this stuff, it just goes on and on. Then I get emails like, I am the such and such leader against the Catholics. You will interview me, or you will be proven to be an enemy. And I'm like, well, that sounds like an Inquisition. And then you've got all these people who are Catholics themselves, so they're obsessed with everything being Catholic, and they're just full of baloney. Let me just explain it when we get back, since we'll just obsess on factionalization, as we always do.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-990-1878. That's 1-800-990-1878. 1-800-990-1878.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonx Man, and your toenails need Nonx Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonx Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonx Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonx Man find you with unsightly toenails. By diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonx Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Okay. I remember reading when I was about 15 this 1,000-page book by Malachi Martin, The Keys of This Blood. My dad, when I was like 12, said, you ought to read this, and I wasn't really reading history books then, but a few years later, I did read it and learned a lot, and then later I realized because somebody that close to it then kind of gets a tunnel vision where they only see it being Catholic power. And everybody does this to a certain extent. I mean, it's whatever group they think it is. I see the crowd that thinks it's a Jewish conspiracy who everybody's a Jew. I'm secretly a Jew. Everybody in my family's Jews. They're not. Wouldn't be bad if they were, though. I'm getting orders directly, and they even make up names of military officers and things. And if you watch those folks' track record, though, over time they get exposed as being liars. They're always tied into, you know, there's billions in a bank. We're going to be getting it out. Or this this famous person, Alan Greenspan's been arrested. You know, it's just, they're constantly playing little tricks. And I think some of them are schizophrenic, some of them are just power mad nuts, so aggressive that wanting to be dominant in this movement that they just can't help it, and they just attack everyone. We don't do that here, but I don't screen your calls, and so they come in here, and we can have these very destructive discussions. And the reason they're destructive is because it just never ends. I mean, here's an example. It is very frustrating to me that liars about 3 years ago claimed that I worked for ABC News and that Genesis is owned by ABC. ABC does not own one nickel of Genesis Communications, Midas Resources. Ted Anderson owns it full and completely. Ted Anderson is a Protestant Swede slash German. There's people saying Ted Anderson is some top Catholic assassin who can throw daggers through oak trees. I mean, I'm not kidding, folks. And or he's a devil Jew getting orders from the Knesset. I mean, it just never ends. Ted Anderson is a guy who literally cleans the toilets and mops the floors and fixes the computers and tries to break even up there running a very expensive radio network. Literally, Ted, I've been up there many times. The guy goes around with a mop bucket cleaning the toilets. And he's a nice guy. And I have to hear all this stuff about him. You know, he goes to... dances the tango, goes to tango classes. I mean, it's just, we're just people. And you notice when we talk about something, when I say General Tommy Franks is on the CIA payroll and is out there pushing martial law, it's because it came out he was on the illegal payroll. I mean, that's something we prove. Or when I say our country's gone under UN control during continuity of government, I've got all the evidence and the documents. Or if I say there's a eugenics plan to exterminate 80% of us, I'll give you 100 pieces of evidence. These other people who say it's all Jews or say it's all Catholics, a lot of times I've tracked them back. Well, let me tell you the camps. You've got the kind of Israeli propaganda camp who want to demonize people like myself because we're not huge, you know, all-out supporters of World War III in Israel, that they've known how to get a more sophisticated attack, use the conspiracy culture against itself. And so I've learned the Israel crowd, while trying to always discredit the Patriot movement with disinfo, and Barbara Olson's been arrested on the border, and Alan Greenspan's been arrested, and there's trillions of dollars about to be released from an ambassador, and, you know, there's all these groups always scuttling around. I mean, it's so obvious to see what they're doing. They're all out there, and frankly, they don't have any audience. Why sit here and talk about them? I've got all this serious news in front of me, big things that are happening. And the call, I mean, it can happen five times a week. You never talk about bull. I've answered these questions 100 times, okay? I've answered these questions 100 times. In talk radio, you have to lease a satellite feed. Okay, and we used to have like Stars Encore, but it was a TV satellite. Our radio stations couldn't get it. And then they even stopped offering that. So we go over and we pay all this money and we get a Clear Channel feed and they fight with us and don't want to give it to us and we have to threaten them and then they won't unlock the codes for the transmissions to go through. Station owners are laughing right now. They know all about this. They know what an asinine statement it is to go, we're owned by ABC because we lease a feed on a satellite from them. That's how you get on talk radio. That's where you go. I mean, it's like I pick up a phone to you, and it's AT&T here in Austin. It doesn't mean I'm under the control of AT&T because I'm talking over an AT&T system. These disinfo people treat you like children, and you act like children, and you have no discernment. So, no, I am not and never have been. It's like McCarthyism or something, but in a bad way. Again, that's a whole other story. But the point is, it's like the popular notion of McCarthyism to just say, have you ever or are you ever a such-and-sucher? It is not true. I have never worked for ABC. Genesis is not owned by ABC. We are not an affiliate of ABC. If you want to be on talk radio, real talk radio, I don't mean playing at it where you've got an internet radio show and you sit around talking about, you know, Vatican killers. I mean, real radio, you're on Jones, Clear Channel, or ABC. And the most receivers are ABC because stations in the past carried ABC News. Fox has now supplanted that, but we're on ABC receivers. Just call up your local radio station carrying us and say, are they on an ABC receiver? Yes, it is an ABC receiver. And I've explained it 50,000. This people don't tune in. Can you imagine somebody driving along right now listening to 1330 AM in Cameron, Texas, and they don't even know what I'm talking about right now? Total disservice to the public. Total waste of time. And in the future, I'm not going to address this. I think I'm going to have like frequently asked questions and like audio files on the website. I think that's the answer, because it's always the same call. Different people, same thing. You know, and their voice is tremulous. They're going to bring up the big secret. They're going to give you the incredible grail. It's Vatican, or Jews, or reptoids, or David Icke. You know, it's always the same. Man, I'm somebody from Texas here fighting the New World Order. And we need to fight the... I mean, when you read about COINTELPRO in the 60s, they would go get black groups fighting with each other over who the best leader was. And you know, they would have some leader having an effect and rallying blacks to stand up for themselves. And they'd go have people paid off to whisper and say, he's really on the payroll. He's really, you know, selling us out. And see, to get everybody fighting with each other. That's what they do to us. And I watch them COINTELPRO, the Patriot Movement, over and over again. I mean, I remember trying to help some poor family in East Texas who called me and asked for help. And, man, then all of a sudden, the local former police chief and a sheriff's deputy told him I was a Fed. So I had to explain to him that I wasn't a Fed. I mean, how dumb did they have to be with the cops telling them that? I mean, they didn't. I was the big support for them, so they made them make me stop supporting them, and so then they never got any support ever again. I have to watch people go through this over and over and over and over and over and over again. There is some, I think he's got to be 60 now, dark-haired guy named Alex Jones, who is the head of Scientology's PR department or something. Never met him, don't know him. Frankly, did not even want to get anywhere near the Scientologist. And doesn't matter, I'm the head of Scientology. These people got hundreds of websites saying it, and there's the proof. There's the proof. And I get those calls. Why don't you talk about the S word? What's that? Scientology. I'm like, I do talk about it. I just said they're the ones that first started talking about the fair tax. It's finally in the news. I don't know why they're doing it. I don't want to get anywhere near them. Well, you interviewed somebody once who spoke at one of their events. I mean, you know, in crazy, it isn't about that, folks. And maybe this is good to talk about this and spend a few minutes on it, because maybe it'll get you to then recognize it when you see it. Now, on the Catholic issue, I'm from Texas. This has been a predominantly Protestant state. My family are Protestants as far back as it goes. They came here on the Mayflower. On my mama's side. My mama's side of the family then, one of them was a big, what's his name? I ought to get her on the show to talk about it. Famous Calvinist up in New York. He got real, it was John Ayers, that's right. He got real mad, no, David Ayers. It was his son, John Ayers. He got real mad because he heard about Protestants having to pledge to Catholicism in Texas to be given land grants by the Spanish and the Mexicans. So he got on a boat sold all his land that, by the way, the UN's built on. My family owned that. They owned that whole swath. He sold it all, and it was worth a lot of money even back then, bought a shipload of Bibles, King James Version, came in, landed at Galveston, had the Vatican assassins try to kill him. Come after him. He had to go up to Nacogdoches and set things up there. He was one of the prime people with Andrew Jackson's folks that helped stir up the revolution here. And I try to not fight with Catholics. I try to not get into it, because they're just normal people like us under the control. And the Protestants are totally run by the New World Order now, too, saying attack Iran, New World Order, all this baloney. It's all shot. It's all controlled. And it's so asinine to have David Ayers, you know, raise Colonel Travis's son. And, I mean, on my mama's side, it's like every side of the family who came in here. I mean, it's not just that side. It's all of them in the war. My daddy's family. I mean, just all over the revolution. All over the first revolution on both sides. And I'm proud of that. And I've learned more about Catholics now because of all the attacks and the people making stuff up about me. I've gone, it's just, you look at it, and they're so arrogant. They're so full of themselves. They're so sure, and they're bearing false witness. But then some of them I know are feds. But then you get the well-meaning, weak minds that then parrot. That's why it's called Mockingbird. And they're mad. They want me to join their group. A lot of them are Seventh-day Adventist. And, I mean, they get violently angry if you won't become a Seventh-day Adventist. You must be a blood-drinking Catholic. And it's just that's how it works, folks. And I don't want to be in your sects. I don't want to be in your little groups. I just love God. I love being the good guy. I love trying to do good things and feel good about myself. And I'm just covering the news and information. That's all I've ever done. That's all I've ever tried to do. That's who I am. And I had some guy at the movie last night ask me about that, and I just blew up at him. Because they always say it with such, you know, they're bringing up the big secret there. Oh, and that's all they do. You half the Patriot movement talks trash about other people in the movement and never does anything. That's COINTELPRO. I got stacks of news about the North American Union today. I got stacks of news about global taxation in front of me today. I got Hillary calling for global tax and government. I got all these clips, all these calls, all this information. You'll never talk about, you'll never discuss, you'll never get baloney. You need to address right now that you work for ABC. You need to address right now that you're with the Reptoids. There's a lot of those. You need to address right now that, let me think of another one. Oh, there's all sorts of them. It's just all sorts of it. And it doesn't bother me that I'm being attacked. In a sick way, I kind of giggle at it. And I guess that's just how I've got defense mechanisms built into me that I actually like being attacked. It's sick. I'm trying to stop it. And because it's actually funny. I mean, it's kind of a source of humor around here, but I realize it's not funny. Because, I mean, it is funny for somebody to claim you're some top killer assassin working for some Jesuit general. I mean, that's funny when it's not true. But it's not funny because it turns people away from ever doing action. Going down and fighting land grabs. I guarantee you, in your county, they're taking some old lady's land this weekend. You're not going to do anything about it. You're not going to go help people at a soup kitchen. You're not going to hug your wife. You're not going to fight the Trans-Texas Corridor. You're just going to sit around on message boards and talk about, he's a this or he's a that. I'm here to cover news and information and get people thinking and get people taking action. And I remember years ago getting an email going, you will interview me about this, or you are a co-agitator, some term. And I'm like, well, I don't interview people when they act like that.
Oh, absolute proof, you see. He's under the control of the...
And it's a joke. I mean, don't you know the ADL, who's been caught creating and running, and Southern Poverty Law Center, Nazi groups, terror groups, provocateuring, fake Klan groups. The Germans do it. They all do it. They do that so they can point at them and say, see, we need to take your rights away and your free speech away. Well, it's the same thing. I refuse. Number one, I don't believe it. Number two, I'm not here to hate on people. Number three, I mean, the average Catholic's a good person. The average Jew's a good person. The average person in England is a good person. They've got evil leadership. And I've never shrunk away from exposing any of those groups. We're writing articles criticizing Israel, trying to push us into starting World War III right now. That's a very unpopular with the establishment to do that. I get attacked for doing that. But I do it. But I do it in an even-handed way. And so, on record, I am not going to answer these questions anymore because it isn't pertinent to what I'm doing. Okay, now there is a long 10-minute answer, sir. You got 10 minutes of the show to sit there or more. My gosh, you got more than 10 minutes. That guy called in at like 26 after when I went to him. I've spent 20-something minutes talking about this now with you, trying to go over the facts, there you have it, and I'm sure you're not going to listen. So go ahead, Bertrand, you got the floor.
Well, Alex, Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, you're on the air, man. You're on the air.
Well, it's almost like you're trying to demonize us because we're asking why you're not talking about these questions.
We're not talking about it.
We're not a part of these groups that, talk about aliens and all the rest of it.
I was covering the field, sir.
Okay. Just let me make one plug. I want you to personally, please, as a brother, you call yourself a Christian while I'm a Christian, and I'm one who prays for you and thinks about you all
the time. No, you just said I call myself a Christian. Are you calling me a liar right now?
No, I'm not calling you a liar.
You have no discernment.
I believe that you're a God-fearing man. I don't think you'd be bearing the fruit that you do if you weren't. But, you know, the Bible talks about how the devil masquerades as an angel of light. Well, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, our Christian, Protestant, forefathers are what made this land free. You don't talk about the Vatican connection in the assassination of Abraham Lincoln or even John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, listen, sir, I appreciate your call. John F. Kennedy was a Catholic. That's what I mean. The people you're listening to are full of bull. I'm not debating that the Vatican isn't evil. See, debate over with. But it's just, you're not going to listen. You're in your factions. You're going to just, you'll never hurt the New World Order with what you're doing. You got to cover some issues that are happening right now. We'll be right back. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The scientific community released a report that proves beyond a doubt that the Earth is getting warmer. This global warming is caused by things you grown-ups do and by the things you don't. If drastic measures aren't taken soon, by the time I grow up, there won't be any fish left in the sea. Rainforests and clean air will be a thing of the past. The polar ice caps will be gone. Oceans will rise. Entire countries will disappear. Life will change in ways you can't even imagine. There could be famine, worldwide epidemics. Life expectancy will be lower. And we're not just talking about the future. We're talking about my future. But this is no surprise. You adults have known about this for years. And though you could have done something about it, you haven't. You can say, it's not my problem. You can say, I won't be around in 50 years. But from now on, you can't say I didn't know. Starting today, the lines are drawn. You have to choose sides.
We don't have time to play all this and get into McDonald's is taking half the money from Big Macs in Japan and places and giving it to global warming groups. That means groups that are pushing for global tax. They put out a big UN report saying the Earth's going to get hotter and make everybody have heart attacks. DiCaprio's movie's not doing well, though, but the cover is a footprint stomping on the Earth. You know, the image is man is bad. They now admit what I said months ago, that they're going to push for a global one-child policy through taxes on more than one child. I just got a big stack here of wall-to-wall push for global tax. And whoever runs the New World Order, we can debate that and fight over it all day. We know the New World Order's there, and we know what they're setting up. We better educate people about this fraud right now. Because if the New World Order gets its global tax, it's already got it from IMF and World Bank funds and a bunch of other areas, but that's all dwarfed by this. If they get it, we're in deep trouble. And this is the eugenicist pushing this entire world extermination system. And again, instead of arguing all day about who runs it, we know all the major power blocks are giving their power into this system. We need to fight it. We need to expose it. We need to get the word out. Where is that in my stack? There was a bunch of other news here dealing with the global warming hysteria. And meanwhile, they're cross species human chimeras with animals. I mean, just open air planting of chimera plants with human genetics in them. I mean, it's just talk about end times. This stuff is all out of control. And we need to get out of our ninnying closets, out of our prayer closets, out of our little perseveration groups, because everybody wants to be the special little group. You need to just get out and fight evil. You need to get out and take action and face down corruption. I don't care where it is. You need to do it now in every way. You need to come out to New York and expose that the military-industrial complex carried out those attacks to bring in fear and to bring in World War III and to bring in their world government. And I want to see you in New York at all those events. Come, be there. This is history. I want you to come tonight to the Endgame showing and the one on the 17th. I want you to go to Infowars.com and get my documentary films and make copies of them or PrisonPlanet.tv. Download them in high quality. Burn them to disc. Give them to people. The water's pouring in here. We got to fix this breach. We've got to repair what's happened. We got to take action against the New World Order and stop fighting with each other in our own movements. Let's go for smaller government. It won't matter who's pulling the strings. They won't have the mechanisms to control us. I'm trying to actually beat the New World Order, not ninny around. And I ask God to lead, God, and direct us in all of our fights. I want to thank all of our AM/FM affiliates. I want to thank the Shortwave affiliates, Internet, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com. Thank you, the listeners, the sponsors, John Harmon up there running the show, everybody. And I just want to thank all of you out there for your support and those of you that have stayed focused on issues that matter, educating the public about the Federal Reserve, educating the public about the North American Union. I didn't even get to all the North American Union news. All these other calls, I shouldn't have blown 20, 30 minutes on that. I'm not doing it anymore. You're COINTELPRO, even if you're a mockingbird and don't mean it. I'm not going to be part of it. Do you understand? God bless you all. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.